As you may have heard, the country is mourning the passage of African-American media giant John Harold Johnson, the founder and editor of Ebony and Jet magazines. Johnson died of heart failure in Chicago on Monday. He was 87 years old. Since the Second World War, his magazines kept readers informed about what was going on in Black America, ranging from entertainment icons to the case of Emmett Till to the life of Nobel Peace Prize winner Ralph Bunche. His magazines reflected and reshaped the culture of African Americans, and we'd invite our African American listeners to call now if you remember when Ebony or Jet magazines first came out or the impact they had on your lives or your family's lives. Give us a phone call. Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, and the email address is totn@npr.org, and let's get a caller on the line. This is George. George with us from Annapolis in Maryland.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to share my experience in meeting Mr. Johnson back in 1988 while I was attending a business school at the University of Chicago. He was scheduled to be the guest speaker at what we call the brown bag lunch sessions with the executive of the week, when it would come. And he was scheduled to spend about an hour with us. And although it was an inauspicious beginning, he arrived about 15 minutes late. I must admit, by the time he spent his 45 minutes with us, it was pretty moving, and I came away from that experience and recognized, and this is one of the great leaders in our country, not just a business leader. You know, we're in a time now when many of our business leaders get lionized, and I think of people like Jack Welch at GE. But here's an individual that really started from scratch, really didn't have a $1 billion balance sheet to work with, and really just accomplished some remarkable things.
You're talking about him as a businessman. Of course, he was important in that respect, but what about the content of those magazines?
Well, one of the things he talked about was some of the practical obstacles that he ran into, and one of them was racism within his own organization. As he began to grow the business, it became evident to him that there were no white employees in the organization, and so he took his management to task. It made it policy going forward to say that anytime an individual that's not African-American comes in, is not offered a position, they're going to need to interview with me last. And he made that policy going forward and changed the culture.
George, thanks very much for that. We appreciate the reminiscence.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's another caller. This is Judith. Judith calling from Michigan.
Hello.
Hello. Judith, we're talking about John H. Johnson. We just have a few seconds left, but I wanted to give you a chance.
Okay. I worked for the Florist Review magazine in Chicago and was lucky enough to go over and do a story about the gentleman who did the flowers for Johnson Publishing. Mm. And the whole entire place, it was the most wonderful place to work. The cafeteria, the whole ambiance. There were flowers all over the place. And he never seemed to have forgotten the people in the neighborhood that he grew up in. You know, here was this man who knew him when, and he was employing him to do, you know, flowers, and he was sending bereavement flowers to people who you know, he knew back in the neighborhood. And so he became incredibly powerful and wealthy, but he was a great guy, it seems like.
Judith, thank you very much for that. John H. Johnson died this week. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.